The Chisholm Downtown Revitalization Project was created as a grassroots effort to enhance the vitality of the heart of Chisholm. Joining us to tell us what's happened so far, what plans are underway for the future, is Jesselyn Sabin. Jesselyn, thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Sarah and Heidi. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So, all right, so set the scene for us a little bit. If someone hasn't been to Chisholm, what is the downtown like right now?
Well, I was just downtown this weekend. It was the Chisholm All-Class Reunion, and it was bustling. There's been a lot of activity downtown lately with some of the work that is being done, including the work with our downtown revitalization project.
All right. So what has happened so far with the project?
Well, this project was out of a grant from the IRRRB to enhance some of the visible, tangible downtown aesthetic and sort of the feeling of downtown. So we came up with a proposal for 5 different aspects of downtown living that we would like to see improved. The first was just some improvements to Kiwanis O'Neill Park, which is at the end of Main Street near the lake. That's a place where a lot of people gather anyway, so we did a little bit of work on that park in terms of landscaping and electrical. The second was the development of a pocket park in an unused lot downtown, about mid-Main Street, and kind of creating a center for gathering there and a place where there's some public art. The third was enhancing the storefronts and doing a little bit of storefront renovation and spruce up. The fourth part of the project was to enhance the bikeability of downtown by adding some bike racks, adding a drinking fountain, adding some extra signage for people that are bicycling. And then the last thing was the establishment of a historic downtown walking tour that highlights some of the unique history of Chisholm.
So my daughter plays softball, and I spend a lot of time traveling around to the area softball fields. And we were in Chisholm over this past summer. And what really kind of hit me that was unique about Chisholm is some of the beautiful rock walls that they have, and that there's obviously a really huge history to the town. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So, of course, Chisholm's where Doc Graham is from, Moonlight Graham. And so some of the celebrations that were happening this summer and last week centered around Doc Graham days or Moonlight Days. And so there is a vibrant history not only with baseball and some of the famous figures that came out of Chisholm, but also a very unique history in terms of the community centering around mining and immigrant labor and people that came to the area in search of a better life. And I feel like that history is really vibrant in Chisholm, and we wanted to enhance that. We have the Minnesota Discovery Center just next to town there. And so with our historic walking tour, we really wanted to highlight some of the major events in town, highlight some of the major people, such as Doc Graham, Vita Panikkavar, who, you know, famously was a reporter in the area and did a lot of work to promote the area, and as well as just looking at the great fire that basically burned downtown and how people were resilient and recovered through that as well.
So not everybody might know who Doc Graham is. Can you tell us who?
including me.
Can you tell us who he was?
So he was a famous baseball player, but he also was a small town doctor that came and would give all the children in town their immunizations and go from school to school. So a famous baseball player, famous individual. If you've seen the film Field of Dreams, that's based roughly on his story. But, you know, besides that, just being a more local hometown hero in the sense of his community work as well.
So, Jesselyn, what do you think, you know, in accomplishing these goals that you have, what do you think, how can that make life better in Chisholm?
I think that it's good to see tangible change. It's good to see placemaking taking form within town. When people see, for instance, the pocket park, there's public art there. We have a small stage. Even the benches were designed and executed by an artist, an architect. And so having that investment in not only the aesthetic, but the opportunity to gather, I think really that's visible and people can feel that, and it gives energy to a community. And what people are, when people are trying to attract new people or retain people to an area, a lot of times people look for quality of life and look for opportunities to plug into their community. And when you see that visible vibrancy, it makes it a little easier to imagine plugging into that particular community or being part of it.
Do you have any advice for people from other communities who might be listening?
This project was just a group of people that got together. There was about 8 or 9 of us on the committee, and we had never done anything like this before. So there's always going to be a lot of learning. I would advise anyone to consult with, you know, your city and the people working there. And we engaged with the community early on in the process. So kind of getting people on board early on is important. We also had a real champion within our group. Even though this was really grassroots kind of rogue citizenship kind of thing, we did have someone in our group that really took charge, and she really was able to set an agenda for us and kind of keep us on task. And so I got a shout out to Julie Marinucci, because she was really the leader within our group, and someone has to fill that role naturally. So you need to get everybody on board. You need a strong leader and just a group of people that enjoy being together and enjoy the project to move it forward.
Before we go, tell us how the opening of the Pocket Park went last week.
Oh, it was fantastic. We had such a good turnout. We had, you know, it was noon on a Friday, and we had, I would guess, over 100 people in the area, and music, and we had speakers. We had funding provided to us by a lot of different organizations. We had representation from most of those. We honored Kids Plus, because they are the fiscal agent. Chisholm Kids Plus was the fiscal agent for us to allow this project to move forward. And so we really just had a nice gathering of community members, community leaders, and people that allowed us to move this project forward. So it was just a really fun time.
You can find out more information about the Chisholm Downtown Revitalization Project on Facebook, and you can search for Chisholm Downtown. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Jesselyn.
Thank you both for having me.